crossed into this country illegally, but who is under a protective order that he not be sent back to El Salvador. Your government sent him back to El Salvador and acknowledged in court that was a mistake. And now the Supreme Court has upheld an order that you must return him to facilitate his return to the United States. What are you doing to comply?
Well, the lawyer that said it was a mistake was here a long time, was not appointed by us, should not have said that. And just so you understand, the person that you're talking about, you know, you're making this person sound, this is a MS-13 gang member, a tough cookie, been in lots of skirmishes, beat the hell out of his wife, and the wife was petrified to even talk about him, okay? This is not an innocent, wonderful gentleman from Maryland.
I'm not saying he's a good guy. It's about the rule of law. The order from the Supreme Court stands, sir.
He came into our country illegally.
You could get him back. There's a phone on this desk.
I could.
You could pick it up, and with all the power of the presidency, you could call up the president of El Salvador and say, send him back right now.
And if he were the gentleman that you say he is, I would do that.
But the court has ordered you to facilitate that.
I'm not the one making this decision. We have lawyers that don't want to do this.
But the buck stops in this office. No.